country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, as we are together Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you very much for supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network and making all of this good stuff happen at republicbroadcasting.org. And the show is live. You're always welcome to participate at 512-248-8252. Here on, let's give the date, do the preliminaries here. How about February 15th, 2023? And temperatures dropped a little here in North Dakota. We'll be out of this shortly. It's 8 degrees right now on my front porch. And that's the way it is in North Dakota. Well, let's see, where do we start here? Of course, we know where we're going. The center of my focus in running the Trump Phenomenon radio show is what I misstate as TrumpSocial.com over and over again. I even think that way. It's TruthSocial.com. But it's a wonderful place where communication with the leader of the MAGA movement can take place, and where he has a clean, open pipeline directly to you. And that's what we've been needing. That's what was destroyed when Twitter took Donald Trump off of their social website. And of course, we now know this is amazing. I mean, the amazing things that are happening are beyond anything that happened to any of us in our earlier decades of our life. We now know that the deep state was deeper than any of us knew. I know somebody out there thinks they knew how deep it was, but no, we've all found out it was deeper than we even knew. It was more rotten than we even knew. It involved more agencies, as in all of them, than we even knew, and a greater percentage of the employees of each of those agencies than we knew, especially at the top. And the rot really is most significantly at the top, rotting from the head. And so what Donald Trump is going to have to do when he comes back into office on January 20th, 2025, he is going to have a clean sweep. There's going to have to be a cleaning of the Augean stables by Donald Hercules Trump. And I don't know, of course, there'll be a wailing, the gnashing of teeth, and screaming from the media, but that has to happen. There has to be you go in the front door and just sweep them on out. Start at the top of each of the buildings. Start with the executive offices with the padded leather chairs. Get those people's asses out of those chairs and get them out the back door into the parking lot after they clean out their files. Well, don't even let them clean out their files, because they're going to be taking all sorts of things that belong to us. So that will have to happen then. In the interim, up until that January 20th, 2025, we are going to have to rely on what happens with people in the House of Representatives and the revelations that will, I mean, it's astounding what's being revealed. How criminal, how treasonous the behavior of people in the deep state has been since Donald Trump threatened the deep state, since they realized, wait, this guy, remember those TV shows in which people laughed at the idea that Donald Trump could win, or that Donald Trump could even get the nomination of the Republican Party? That to the deep staters, this was laughable. This wasn't possible. They just had 8 years of Obama. They were in hog heaven. They had already won. And how could the complete antithesis of Barack Hussein Obama succeed Obama? That couldn't happen. Then they started to realize, hey, wait a minute. There are a lot of American people, patriotic people, who love this guy. And he is a threat. And do you remember on election night, all the way up to election night, November of 2016, at one point on election day, I believe it was on election day, the New York Times was calling the election with Hillary Clinton a 100% chance of winning. And Donald Trump, it was something like, it was 0%, somewhere between 0 and 10% chance of winning. And and by evening, the New York Times had to say, well, he's won. They had to go from no chance whatsoever, 1% chance of winning. They didn't believe, they were smoking their own stuff and believing their own BS. And the and then he won. And the but what he found out, and he remember he said this in his first week in office after January 20th, 2017. He said, the deep state's deeper than any of us even suspected. And he kept saying, he kept plumbing the depths and he never found the bottom. And he was doing a limbo stick. How low can you go? How low can you go? We're still finding out. But it now appears to be maybe the bottom is the whole damn thing. And he trusted various people, not understanding that the whole thing was rotten. He trusted various people, and was amazed to be stabbed in the back over and over again. So there we are. Let's go to one of those people, being Nikki Haley, who just announced that she's running for president. Nikki Haley, and let's see, it sounds like the girl next door, Nikki Haley, cute girl. Sat in class with you in high school. But Nikki Haley is actually her actual name. She's 51 years old, and her parents came to Canada from Punjab, India. And Nikki Haley, that's her married name, was born here, was born in South Carolina. But her parents originally came to Canada on something that a number of people from all over the world come on, these juicy academic scholarships, these H-1 visas, all kinds of deals. So her father came to get a PhD at a university in Canada. Her mother came on a similar deal, and she was born as Nimrata Randhawa. That's Nikki Haley's actual name, Nimrata Randhawa, which doesn't have as much political life as Nikki Haley, so that's how you know her. She's got two kids, and her family is a Sikh family, S-I-K-H, Sikh. The Sikh religion is based there in Punjab. I researched it a little bit today. I knew a little bit before today, but I found out for the first time that the Sikh religion was has as its founder, where'd he go? Guru somebody or other. I know I wrote it down. Oh, yes. How could I forget? Guru Nanak, N-A-N-A-K, who lived from 1469 to 1539. And the way to remember that is just remember in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So Guru Nanak was alive when our Columbus was alive. And he created Sikhism in Punjab. And if you're trying to visualize, well, where the heck is Punjab? It's the Indus River Valley. The Indus is the prominent river dividing or near the border between Pakistan and India. And there are parts of Punjab. There's a province called Punjab in Pakistan and another to the east in India called Punjab. And I'm going from memory now. I think they listed about 22 million residents of Punjab. And the, what did they list? They listed the gross domestic product in Punjab. You can understand why Mr. and Mrs. Randhawa, before they came to Canada and had Nimrata in South Carolina, why they wanted to get out of Punjab and get into Canada and then the U.S., the gross domestic product per capita in Punjab is $1,900. Wouldn't you rather be in Canada or South Carolina? Of course. And, of course, we're importing the entire, not you out there, but the traders who've taken over the U.S. are importing anybody and everybody who wants to get the hell out of wherever they are so they can come to Canada or the U.S. So there you go. You know more about Sikhism right now than you knew a few minutes ago. And the there you go. I can identify a little bit with what's going on there. When I was going to UCLA, I took Sanskrit, the language, and mostly written language. There isn't really a Sanskrit people speaking Sanskrit today, but it gave rise to things like the Punjabi alphabet, which is, I wrote that down too. Where it's here, it's somewhere. Oh, Gurmukhi, G-U-R-M-U-K-H-I. It looks like Sanskrit. That's why all of these Indian languages look very familiar to me. Hindi and Gurmukhi and various languages, they derive from Sanskrit. And there you go. But anyway, let's go to her today. She's declaring for the presidency. And I'm happy with that. I like the way it's developing. She, in polling, she's never placed above, I think, 1 or 2%. So she's the first out of the chute here. And the first out of the chute to take on the king of the rodeo, Donald Trump. So she's going to hop on the Brahma bull. Pardon the pun there, the Hindu pun with the Brahma bull. But she's going to climb into the chute, and off she goes. Can she stay on the bull with Donald Trump? Well, that's going to be entertaining. No, she can't, of course. But we'll see what she comes up with. She's good for a few laps. And she's let's see what the heck with what Kelso thinks. Let's see what the president thinks. That's what we want to know. Okay, here he goes. The president writes this 2 hours ago. The greatest thing Nikki Haley, and I know nobody will never remember. Will I ever remember this name? Oh, come on. Nimrata Randhawa. I had the same problem with her name I had with, remember Bobby Jindal from Louisiana? He's also from India, actually. And his name is, his birth name is Piyush. Piyush Jindal. Nobody could remember that name. And Bobby Jindal didn't want them to remember that name. But he was a Republican, so let's give him that much. He claimed to be a Republican. Nimrata Randhawa, Nikki Haley, she says she's a Republican, but it appears she's the rhino flavor of Republican. And I don't know what those are worth. But he says the greatest thing Nikki Haley did for our country and the great state of South Carolina was accepting the position of United Nations ambassador so that the incredible then Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina could be governor of South Carolina, where he has done an absolutely fantastic job. Now, remember, Nikki Haley was the governor of South Carolina. South Carolina elected to be their governor. I mean, they elected Piyush Jindal in Louisiana, and they elected Nimrata Randhawa in South Carolina. I don't know. How do these things happen? Where he has done an absolutely fantastic job. That was a big reason why I appointed Nikki to the position. It was a favor to the people I love in South Carolina. The president's being ironic there and being So there you go. That's a news item from today. Who will be next out of the chute? I don't know. At the Donald Trump rodeo. Okay. Well, let's see. Here's another person in politics who's not running for president, I don't think. Is Rick Scott? No, he's not. There is a Scott on the list. I don't know if it's Tim Scott or Rick Scott who wants to take on the president. But the president says, bad news for Senator Rick Scott of Florida. The Club for No Growth, he's again being sardonic, that's the Club for Growth, an all-rhino club. The Club for No Growth just announced they are going to back him, Rick Scott. He's a former governor of Florida from 2011 to 2019 and current senator from Florida. And without my backing them, an endorsement from them, Club for No Growth, is the kiss of death. And this is what we've been talking about with Ron DeSantis and others. Be careful what you wish for. If you're going to run against Donald Trump, you are going to get the endorsement of the rhinos are going to line up to endorse you, and they're going to throw money at you. And how do you become a leader in the MAGA movement when you have all these never-Trumper rhinos as your team? I don't see the possibility. I don't see where it. That's a non-starter right out of the chute. Be careful, Rick, and most importantly, fight for Social Security and Medicare. There will be no cuts. And so there might be a reference there. I need to do more research, but maybe the Club for No Growth puts up the kiss of death advocacy of cutting Social Security and Medicare. This is one way that rhino Republicans ensure that the Republican Party stays, does not effectively fight the Democrats. You tell people you're going to cut their Social Security or their Medicare, and it's bye-bye politically. All right, let's go to another one. These are messages from the president today. Trump's Truth Social is hot, 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 writes the president. That's where I'm reading right now. Okay, here's another one. Another one who's waiting there with his, he's getting his gloves on, ready to get on the bull after Ron, what's her name? See, I've already forgotten here. After Nimrata Randhawa gets thrown off the bull, maybe it'll be Ron DeSantis who gets on next. All right, here's an article on that very subject. I'll bring that up and have it for you right after this breaks.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us.
We're back, folks. And I'll watch for any of you that call in at our call-in number, 512-248-8252. I'll take the call right up here. We'll take the call in Round Rock, Texas, and boost your signal on up to North Dakota. Through the miracle of the internet. And you'll be talking to vast hordes of patriots. You know, yesterday I was talking about the Valcombe Vault, which I gained my first actual direct contact with yesterday. I went into my local gold dealer and held a Valcombe Vault little gold thing with a little break-offable little ingots, and the gold dealer told me they're selling like hotcakes. And they're very practical. If the bottom falls out in the dystopian world of a Democrat/Communist Party USA, where you would need some kind of barter, they can, like as Roosevelt did in the 30s, they can with gold, they can with your $100 bills, your paper money, they can just say it's no longer redeemable. It's you have to turn it in for a digital currency. Ooh, ouch. And, we didn't take your money. No. But if you have any of those greenbacks, you've got any, if you haven't, your cushion, savings of cash, well, you have to redeem that cash for the new currency, which will be digital, and all that goes with that, and so on. So people are thinking, what would I have? What could I fall back on if the bottom falls out? And gold and silver. That's what they've got at the Valcombe Vault, which you can find as a sponsor at Republic Broadcasting. Look on republicbroadcasting.org, and you can participate. I was just doing a little research. Now, for those of you with some money, you can actually convert into gold or silver. You're interested in that. And then for those of us who don't have any money, well, it's something worth knowing for that future day when someday we might find some buried money or something. But something interesting about gold that hit me today, you know, when you think of gold, where did you think of? Think of your past and, you know, that beautiful 24-karat shiny yellow metal. Where did it come from? Where do you probably still think it comes from? Well, it was South Africa, remember? South Africa, I looked at a chart, and I'm going to have to rely on my memory here. Wait, I think I have this chart. I think I have the gold charts. South Africa produced 1,000 metric tons of gold back in 1970 every year. And that was almost all of the gold produced in the world. And as a consequence for that, what was the thing everybody wanted back in 1970? They wanted Kruger Rands. Remember the South African Boer leader of South Africa, Kruger, and to honor him, they made the Kruger Rand. And the Rand was the South African currency. That was the gold coin people wanted. That was then, 1970. This is now. Guess what's happened? I did not know this had happened. You know, it's hard to get news out of South Africa. You know, the South African Europeans who created South Africa, founded it, built it, and then attracted a huge sub-Saharan African immigration, most of it illegal, I think maybe all of it illegal, into South Africa. It wasn't a nation with lots and lots of African natives. It was actually kind of a desert that didn't have many people at all. Anyway, the big mistake was made of bringing in people to work in South Africa and then people coming in on their own, you know, their own illegally. Anyway, that was then, 1970, 1,000 metric tons of gold every year out of those wonderful South African gold mines. Now, do you think they're producing 1,000 metric tons every year now? I thought they were. No. There's no reason for it to have gone down, I thought. Well, it's way down. South Africa is not a big gold producer anymore. It's number five in the world. That's, you know, significant. But they're producing, instead of 1,000 metric tons, they're producing 160 metric tons a year. It's a little more than one-tenth of what they used to produce. So that gold that you can get in the Valcombe Vault or wherever else, that you can find gold, which is money. That is really money. Nobody needs to declare it to be money. Where is it produced today? Well, the four top nations are China, number one. But then they're not producing anything like 1,000 metric tons. They're producing like a couple hundred. Australia is up there with China. Canada. And the United States. That's where your gold's coming from, those four nations. We'll be right back after this break. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
We're back, folks, and let's welcome James in Vancouver to the microphone. James, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good evening. Nikki Haley. I looked at her profile, and I'd have to say she's an overcompensator. She wants to be an overachiever, but I don't think she is, and I don't think she's going to be.
No. I mean, she's not a serious candidate for president. Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody's backing her, though. Somebody's backing her. I don't know who's paying the money for her, but this is like, to me, someone's got a couple million to get a tax write-off or something like that.
Yes, and let the rodeo begin, because... And you and I can be rodeo clowns here as the bulls come out with Nikki Haley. First, with Nick Haley on, we'll try to save her from the bull after she gets thrown. What's going on here is that the neocons, the never-Trumpers, the rhinos, they just can't believe that our man, Donald Trump, has beaten them so badly. They just are in denial. So, yeah, that's right. They'll throw maybe hundreds of millions of dollars at Nikki Haley. It'll be a lot of millions. And they're helping Donald Trump when they do that. And that's why he's so kind of excited about Nikki Haley's candidacy. And when she asked, he said, go ahead, run.
Here's what she said about Donald Trump.
Okay.
She said, I will not stop until we fight a man that chooses not to disavow the KKK. That is not a part of our party. That's not who we want as president. We will not allow that in our country. After he appointed her to the secretary of the UN, this is a snake.
She's yes, a snake. Right, exactly. That's right. It's a snake. That's right. And
well.
unfortunately, yeah, but she's going to get whooped big time. And so the... you know, I mean, it wouldn't be as much fun if Donald Trump just had no opponents and had nobody. We want a Republican primary, and we want to have Donald Trump debating these rhinos. So that I think that will turn out well for Donald Trump. And they just don't understand this, the rhinos, about Donald Trump. They actually, when John Bolton goes on TV, he was another snake. You know, John Bolton insinuated himself into the Trump administration. And as did so many others, Bill Barr, and, you know, just a whole list of these people, Chris Christie. This is Trump 2.0, and he has identified these snakes. There aren't that many of them, and he's figured out how they connect with each other and they finance each other. So we're going to have a good time with this. Let me share a Trump post with you, James, and all of you out there in the audience.
Alrighty.
Let me go to it. It's about another fellow who's, you know, he's waiting nervously in the pit there to get up after Nikki gets chucked off of the bull. Ron DeSantis wants to get on, and here's what Donald Trump posted 4 hours ago. He said in his post, "The DeSantis is Trump without the baggage. Crowd is in for a rude awakening." he links to an article from the AmericanThinker.com, and that article says since President Trump left office, many of the trustworthy, in quotes, media outlets have created a talking point that is now held by a minority, yet noticeable number of conservative Americans. The belief is, quote, DeSantis is Trump without the baggage, unquote. This group, blah, 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 I'll go down here a little further. And many have taken this a step further and believe this baggage would give DeSantis or others, take Nikki Haley, a better chance of winning in a general election against the Democrat nominee than President Trump. And what this writer at the American Thinker or AmericanThinker.com concludes here, don't have time to take you through the whole article, folks, but what he's saying is, you know, the reason, this is what they don't get, the rhinos, we vote for Donald Trump and we support Donald Trump because he is brash. Because he is rough, he is tough, and he says what we all think. They don't get it. They think that this rhino brand of Republicanism, where you're, you know, kumbaya, you know, can't we all just work together? we vote for him because he doesn't believe
that.
Can
we all just be a leader too? Yeah.
Yeah, and he says. And that is, he says, so the DeSantis is Trump without baggage group must shift the question they ask themselves to this. Which of the two is better equipped to withstand the attacks? They're talking about DeSantis or Trump. And because they said DeSantis, if he actually got a nomination, he would be severely savaged. And all of a sudden he would have baggage. Which of the two is better? There is no doubt the answer to that question is Donald Trump. And if you come up with a, you know, another rhino Republican, he uses the example of Mitt Romney. God, it's easy to say Mitch, isn't it? Because they're so much alike. Mitt Romney and John McCain. That's not what we patriot Americans want. We don't want another John McCain, another Mitt Romney, or anything like them, a Nikki Haley, even a Ron DeSantis. So that was an article he put up. Let me go somewhere else here with this just for a second. I know I'm jumping all over the place, James, and I'll let you propound some truths here in a moment. The I was talking about gold. I misstated a few facts about gold here. I stated the top five gold-producing countries are China, or the top four. South Africa is now out of the running. And I misstated South Africa as having declined from 1,000 metric tons per annum in 1970 to 90. It's just 90 tons. Isn't that amazing? The gold isn't coming out of the ground in South Africa anymore. I don't know what happened. I don't know why that is. The gold's still there, I'm sure. So yeah. The top five countries, let me state them correctly now. I left Russia out. It's China in order. China, Australia, Russia, Canada, and the U.S. That's where the yellow metal is being mined right now. And so when you get your gold, put it away there as for some security in hard times, that's where it'll be coming from. China, Russia, Australia, Canada, and the U.S. And let me just shift for a moment to silver, because some of you will get some silver. And where is the silver coming from? Okay, this is instructive because, you know, stuff just appears at your local or online dealer. Where did it come from? Well, who do you think the top producer of silver in the world is right now, James?
Silver? I have no idea.
And think it's Mexico. You know,
Mexico, of course.
Think of all that silver jewelry you see in Mexico and all those buckles, you know, belt buckles and so on. There's a reason for it. There's a lot of silver in them, our hills of Mexico. Mexico's number one, producing 6,000 tons a year. I don't know if it's metric or otherwise. 6,000 tons of the total of 27,000 tons produced every year. Second, go down the same vein, pardon the pun, and think Inca. Think Inca. Who's number two, do you think, James?
Yeah.
Peru.
Inca. Right. South America.
They even called their dictator the Inca. They called him the Inca. Number three is our perennial friend, China. Or as our president would say, China. And then number four, and that, now this is, that we connect. Let's connect to the Ukraine fiasco that's going on. Is number four is Russia. And one of the reasons that the neocons, the Nikki Haley's and the Mitt Romney's, have been so severely disappointed by their inability to stage a coup d'etat against Vladimir Putin. They failed in their attempt to destroy the nation and people of Russia with the most severe boycotts and sanctions ever in the history of the world against any nation. I don't know if people know that. These sanctions, think of any nation you've ever heard where they had a boycott, a blockade, none in all of history ever as severe as the blockade, the boycott, the sanctions against Russia. But it's failed. Russia's doing fine. The ruble is stronger than ever. And one of the reasons is the number four producer of silver in the world is Russia. I think they're number two. Let's see, what are they in gold? In gold, they're number three. And they're pretty much equal to China and Australia, the top three. But so in silver, it's Mexico, then Peru, then China, then Russia. We're still on the list. We're in the top 10. We're number 10. And some other nations there, but I'll omit those. But Mexico, Peru, China, Russia, and the U.S., in silver. So when you get your silver eagles from the U.S. Mint, it might even be U.S. silver. And when you get your Canadian maple leaves, it will be. Wait, Canada's not on the list.
Canadian gold.
Yeah, if you get a Canadian.
We have silver up here.
Yeah, Canada is not in the top 10 for silver. So your silver maple leaf.
We don't have it.
It might have a little bit. But anyway, so that's. That's our gold and silver report for tonight, James. Those of you with any cash who want to convert it to something that can't be confiscated, you know, the interesting thing is if you possess physical gold or physical silver, it's yours. You know, it's not registered with anybody. It's yours to squirrel away, And it will, as the dollar plummets in value, this is the theory anyway, as the dollar is depreciated, inflated into nothingness, your gold and silver, you know, that you bought, you know, at $20 an ounce, let's say silver, $20 an ounce. Yeah. Well, as the dollar vanishes in value, all of a sudden, funny thing, you look up your silver, it's worth $30 an ounce. And then it goes up to 40. And then at the highest it's been in our time, in our memory, is $50 an ounce. And there are a lot of people saying it'll go back there. And you will have thus protected some of your wealth from, you know, and I was just thinking of the loss in value of the dollar, James. But now the way the Biden communists are talking, they're talking about a digital currency, which might involve just saying, well, we're not just going to deplete the value of the dollars you have. We're going to recall them the way Roosevelt recalled gold. If you had physical gold in the 1930s, Roosevelt said, you can't trade in that gold. You must turn it in to me, El Dictator Roosevelt, and I'll give you, and then I'm so generous, I'll give you, I forget what it was, but something like $30 for every ounce of gold you turn over to me. But you may not own physical gold. Wow, how did they run that by the Supreme Court? Maybe they didn't. I hope the Supreme Court...
Well, apparently Roosevelt was a communist or something like that, I heard. I don't know.
you heard that? Yeah. Yeah. No, I love in 1944, his running mate, was it 44 or 40? Roosevelt's running mate was Henry Agard Wallace. And folks, you know, the unbelievable things have been going on for a while. Henry Agard Wallace was a communist. Henry A. Wallace was a communist. And they managed to put him on as the vice president, you know, kind of like a Joe Biden, actually, of a Roosevelt ticket that won. Unbelievable.
And there was Eleanor. Eleanor. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, let's go to a caller here. Francis in North Carolina, are you still with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, young man. There you are.
Well, I'm a young man, too.
Yeah, James is also a young man.
Oh, boy. Watch out. I didn't realize we had a system here going. Okay. anyway. I imagine you're looking forward to spring coming up soon, so I can't blame you for that. Hey, wintertime is a good time for various things out in the yard, let alone indoors. So each season has its own advantages as well as disadvantages. Dare I say more than that?
Francis, in the winter, I've got my bag of bird seed and, you know, a 5-gallon bucket of bird seed. And what I'll do is I'll quickly open my front door, run, don't walk over the ice on my front porch to my two bird feeders so I can save the life of my birds who depend on my bird seed. If I can still feel my hands after a minute or two of feet filling the bird, I fill them for as long as I can before I lose a feeling in my hands, then hop back in the house. that's going outdoors in the winter.
I'll give you that. Too bad you can't take the feeders indoors and then take them back out.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Folks, the snow is fun, and if you're dressed properly, going down a hill with your kids in the snow, there's nothing like it.
Now there you go. That's priceless.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
Yeah, we did that this week. Go ahead.
Watch out now. When you mentioned about the cost of silver, I think it was, it went up to like $50 an ounce. I'm trying to remember what decade that was during or year.
I think it was around 19. Well, I'll look it up for you in a moment. But it was, what was it, James? Something like 1970?
Well, the Hunt brothers, in the late 70s, the Hunt brothers tried to corner the market on silver. They were buying it all.
Okay. So that would explain a lot of that.
The Hunt brothers tried, but they failed. The market blew them away.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, it's interesting that they're trying to do this by a very lanky method that got stirred up in early 2020 via corona bug virus. And the reason why I say that is because when you look at a 10-year period, which does not include that $50 jump in the price point,
you hold the thought. We're going to hear from Francis about stuff we don't know about silver right after this break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Cause daddy's name.
I've adopted the Joe Biden technique of calling everybody folks at least twice in every sentence to sound more folksy. And, thank you for calling. Francis, you were telling us a little bit about silver. What were you thinking about?
Well, for one thing, I find it ironic that for the longest time since it was shot up to $50 an ounce, which was rigged at that time, that basically it was strangely kept very low in cost as far as your precious metals goes, like silver, gold, and so forth, not even bothering with platinum. And yet, just before the 2020 fiasco kicked in, the price of the precious metals shot up, which tells me that it was all rigged and set up to go to shoot up just prior to that fiasco kicking in. So, and since then, it's still all the well, at least your gold and silver prices are still considered high as far as the graph reading goes. But you have to go back at least a 10-year cycle to look at how that shows up like that.
Well, think of something you hear on Republic Broadcasting in the ads repeatedly, which is in a very baritone voice, we're told, don't think of silver and gold as a way of making money. Think of silver yeah. and gold as a way of protecting the money you have. And so don't worry that much about the current price. Don't worry about whether you're reaching a historic bottom or not. But the idea is that, and Ron Paul, you know, who was a gold dealer, by the way, down there in Texas, Ron Paul, in the interregnum between his terms in the Congress, ran a gold dealership in Texas.
Wow.
And he wasn't just a gold bug. He sold gold. And the Ron Paul knew, as one of the greatest economists ever to serve in the U.S. government, that gold is money. It's always been money. And so is silver.
Oh, yeah.
And so and one of the bases for a secure nation, which we've known historically in America, but now, you know, they're trying to erase that memory, is that you must have a secure currency. And here's a little known fact. I'm just going to, just in seconds left, this is such a valuable tidbit, and it's a tidbit of hope for everybody out there. One of the reasons, one of the pillars of prosperity in America is that our money, our dollar, is the base currency for the world. And here's one of the reasons that it is, and that it's not likely to be replaced by anything else. That is, one of the bases for a world currency, or a James, what's it called again? I forgot the name. It's the basic trading medium of the world, is that that currency must have a secure law system. It must have jurisprudence. It must have law undergirding it, so that any disputes on that currency can be settled in a reliable court system. And China doesn't have, China can't be the reserve currency. That's the term I was looking for, the reserve currency. They don't have law in China. And amazingly enough, as bad as it is here in America, I'll leave you with this hopeful thought. We still have the remnants of a legal system in America. It's a very rare thing. We'll come back to that thought tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, James. Thank you.
Bye,
Francis,
everybody.
Thank you.
So
long, all.
Don't stop believing. Put on love. Stay light, people. Don't stop believing.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing, it's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.